A new kid on the motorsports block is getting some traction. Formula Drift, a judged competition that tours tracks around the country, recently completed its ninth season. In the last few years, the sport has nearly doubled its spectators. Reporter Susan Vallett stopped by a race to see what it's all about.
Souped-up cars in the colors of the rainbow peel off the starting line at a Formula Drift event in Long Beach, California. They hit the first corner, leaving black skid marks behind. The cars slide, two at a time, through the course with a symphony of squeals. Some fans describe it as Olympic ice skating meets dogfighting. It's not a race, but time counts toward points. Formula Drift co-founder Jim Lau says drifting is judged like snowboarding. Drivers get style points as they slide around corners in tandem, within inches of each other, trying to get close enough to clipping points to light up markers along the course. Lau says the idea is to look out of control without being out of control.
Similar to what people would see in maybe like a very exciting car commercial. Hey, these guys are slaloming through, they're nearly hitting something but not hitting something. That's kind of the sensory experience. The sound, the closeness of a car hitting, you know, getting close to the wall, those all kind of fall into what it looks and feels like.
Drifting started a couple of decades ago in Japan. Lau helped bring the first drifting exhibition to the U.S. in the summer of 2003. The next year, Formula Drift was born. This year, Lau says more than 80,000 fans came out to see the screeching sport, which made stops in Atlanta, Palm Beach, Florida, and Vegas. Lau says the biggest challenge is getting the word out. It's pretty simple. A field of about 60 drivers is whittled down to 32 based on scores by the judges. They then go head-to-head, the winner of each round advancing until there's only two.
Smooth, smooth, smooth. Nice. Bring it. Go, 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 go. On it. On it, on it, on it. Yeah.
Liz Keene is the mother of 20-year-old Ryan Cato, one of the drivers.
I mean, we've been NASCAR fans all a long, long time. And so was Ryan. He was, grew up a big Dale Earnhardt fan. But this is just like everything in NASCAR that you love about it, the smoke, the excitement, all, you know, in less than 12 hours.
Keene says it's tough because Formula Drift isn't at the huge venues like those that NASCAR or IndyCars fill. But Formula D, as it's known, has managed to rev up the younger crowd. The league estimates 87% of its fan base is between the ages of 18 and 34. Part of that is because of the accessibility of the drivers. The pits are open to everybody, and the drivers seem to love to talk to people.
Drive cars?
We have a 240 at home, but it's not going anywhere right now.
In the pits, in this case, a convention center parking lot by the race course, cars and trailers are spread out among several rows. Fans like 20-year-old Daryl Priono mingle with drivers as crews make adjustments to engines and tires. Drivers also interact with fans like Priono through Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Need for Speed, the drifting video game. Priono says the games and movies like The Fast and the Furious have helped to establish a younger fan base.
I like that it's like no other motorsports. It's pretty much just like loud and fast, and it's all about style. Whereas, I guess, you know, circuit racing is about having fastest time, you know, trying to beat the other person. This is about just going out there, expressing yourself, just getting as wild as you can possibly be.
That's what Daryl does at a local track every week with his younger brother, Nick.
You hit me one time.
I hit him one time filming. I hit Dirt Drop a couple times, like getting your car off the track while you're drifting. So
Spun out on the road.
Spun out on the road, yeah.
Into a ditch.
Yeah. All in good fun.
Approaching that last and final clip. Nice and clean. Oh! Celestio slapping the wall.
Most pro drivers have multiple sponsors to pay for the inevitable damage to their cars. Ford just signed on as the newest Formula D partner for next season. Driver Reese Millen says the sport needs sponsors and more TV time to grow.
We have crossover sponsors here, you know, major automotive manufacturers, tier one, tier two tire manufacturers, a lot of sponsors that have been involved in and NASCAR and Champ Car and all of that. And now they're seeing the sport as a way to connect with a more youthful, younger audience.
You've probably seen Millen's stunt work in car commercials and movies like The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift, and The Dukes of Hazzard. He says the subjective nature of drifting scares some sponsors.
You're putting the hands of your product value into the decision of a panel of judges. And I know there's a lot of people that don't take too kindly to that. But it kind of works similar to, what would you say, American Idol. Everyone sits back, everyone has an opportunity to form an opinion, and you reach a broader audience doing that. So maybe it's just the opportunity for these guys to pair up with the right partner, and who knows, you could be drifting the high banks of Talladega one day.
For Only a Game, I'm Susan Ballett.
Drifting apart, drifting apart. Darling, we're drifting apart. Out of reach, out of heart. We're slowly drifting apart.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our intern is Dana Haddock. We had help this week from Anita Bug at WPLN in Nashville and from Dan Brecky, Scott Schaefer, and Arthi Shahani at KQED in San Francisco. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view our photo galleries, including Susan Ballett's drifting pics, please visit onlyagame.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. For our listeners in Indianapolis, I hope you'll join me after the Colts game for an afternoon of sports conversation presented by WFYI and Indiana Humanities. I'll be at the Athenaeum Theater in Indianapolis. Tickets are free, and I hope to see you there. Our final word comes from Giants fan Aaron Gus, who was effusive as he watched the Giants' victory parade on Halloween Day.
Breathtaking.
And yet those San Franciscos retain the breath to celebrate. Remarkable. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Be shattered and broken in two. Drifting apart. Drifting apart. We're slowly drifting apart.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. And the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness, on the web at melvilletrust.org. This is NPR.